pot. Whether you like it or not, you better get used to it. It's coming to a future near you. It's going to. Remember, this was the same country back about 100 years ago where alcohol was illegal for, what, 13 years? Alcohol was illegal. Pot is currently, you know, federally illegal, but, you know, in a lot of states, I don't know how many states have legalized it now, but there are a number of them. It is the future as we, the dinosaurs of the population, move on and the utes of America come on up. But the issue is money, as it always is with, well, any issue. It's tough as a marijuana dispensary to make any money purely by having transactions as people walk in off the street, because banks are basically forbidden, or it's very difficult for them to do transactions with these dispensaries. Jerry J-Man Joyner, an outspoken advocate for the marijuana industry and the host of the TV show and the podcast Weed and Whiskey, joins us now. Jerry, how are you, man?
Man, if I was doing any better, Brad, I'd need a twin brother.
I hear you. I tell you, the dispensary in Vegas, is it Planet 13?
Planet 13, world's largest dispensary.
It is like an Apple store. I was stunned when I walked in there. It was like going to an Apple store, but instead of iPhones, there and iPads, there was, you know, every kind of cannabis product, edibles, things like that, flour, oils. But before you could buy anything, you either had to go over to the ATM, get money out, or get a gift card. Because I guess, is it this way in every state currently, even the states where pot is legal, that they can't, or a lot of these credit card companies can't do business with them or refuse to?
Well, Brad, you know, in the beginning of the legalized cannabis market, you basically went to an ATM machine to take cash out to it within the store, or within, mm-hmm. within the dispensary, took the cash out to give to the clerk or the bud tender to do your transaction because of the federal law. So some states started having some opportunities to where they were able to get some banks to work with them and allow for you to use your Visa card. Mm-hmm. But recently Visa said, nope, you can't use your Visa debit card to do this. So many of these places that for just a brief time experience, hey, it's just like regular shopping now. I use my debit card, my credit card. They yank that back from them. So that's a big problem.
What is the – so something is coming up. I believe it's the Safer Banking Act. Is that what we're looking at coming up?
Yep. SAFE is on Wednesday of this week, on the 27th. They're looking at the SAFE and seeing if they can move this Safe Banking Act forward, and I believe they're doing this to try to head off Biden's working with the DEA and HHS to downgrade marijuana from a Schedule 1 to a Schedule 3. So pot's become a huge political play.
Yes, it has. And I'm glad you brought that up, because it's a Schedule 1 drug, and it says drugs with a high abuse risk. These drugs have no safe accepted medical use in the United States. This is from the Texas.gov website. Some examples are heroin, marijuana, LSD, PCP, and crack cocaine, which just as a, you know, a guy off the street who's been alive for 60 years, it's ridiculous, from my standpoint anyway, to lump marijuana in with heroin, LSD, PCP, and crack cocaine. Am I wrong?
No, Brad, you're not. That's Schedule 1. Schedule 2 includes cocaine and methamphetamine, because there are some slight medicinal benefits or uses of mm-hmm. those particular narcotics, okay? I'm a product of the 70s. I'm 63 years old. I tried cocaine before. Man, that stuff's bad. But I never had any bad problems from smoking weed, so I don't know why it needs to be number one, unless it's just a money play and a political thing. And it's been that way since, I think, 1937.
Uh-huh. I think you're right. And the thing about it, you're right. It's a political tool, because and I think civil asset forfeiture probably plays a big part in this, because if as long as it's illegal on the federal level, when the state troopers, who may also be part of the National Drug Task Force, pull people over, and if they sniff marijuana because it's it's illegal on the federal level, they can search your car. They can, if you got any money in the car, they can take the money. They can take your car, and it's a political football in that sense, which is what the banks and the credit card companies have been caught up in.
It's such a quagmire of rules and regulations. One of the things with this rescheduling, which would have a really profound effect, is it would eliminate Section 280E of the federal tax code.
What would that do?
Well, that'd help old J-Man and Weed and Whiskey TV out, because the brands could then deduct their advertising costs if they bought ads on my show. Right now, regulated marijuana companies, they can only subtract the cost of goods or COGS from their business taxes. Okay, they can't deduct ordinary business expenses like marketing and advertising and a plethora of other things, only COGS. So this would be huge, because it's one of the reasons why it's made it difficult for many of these players to be able to be profitable. We hear this in the news all the time. Marijuana companies are going broke. Well, we thought they'd be getting rich, right? Well,
right.
It's all this throttling, and I know people that spend hundreds of thousands of dollars with attorneys in multiple states just to try to make sure that they're doing everything legal and right. Most businesses don't have to go to those extremes.
Right, right. And again, with as little trust as I have for the feds anymore, sadly, I mean, it's just, it depends on what day of the week it is. You can look to your left or your right, and you'll find all kinds of corruption up there at the federal level. And it's irritating because people down here, we the great unwashed, in a lot of cases, they're good people out there, obviously, who do imbibe of the marijuana. Why do you think it has gotten such a bad name?
Well, the movement back in the 30s with Reefer Madness, so many people still have that mentality about all the evils of cannabis. Even though we've got a plethora of white pages from medical research that shows us there are truly medicinal benefits from marijuana. We always thought that, I'm going to get high and zone out. But so many people are using cannabis. They don't get zoned out. My wife takes a half a Buck-A-Buzz gummy at night, and she goes to sleep. Costs 50 cents, okay? And she doesn't have adverse effects from that. A lot of people are starting to drink THC, okay? Mm-hmm. These THC seltzers become popular. But, Brad, here's a huge problem. Whitney Economics said it's a $100 billion industry in America, cannabis is.
Woo.
And 75% of it is still in the legacy market, which is what they call the black market, which is what we say the street pharmacologists, the people out on the street selling cannabis. I have to affect J-Man here in Texas. Well, I get free weed now from people. They want me to sample it and put it on my show. But for so many – yeah, that's the beauty of the job, right? For so many years, I'm illegally buying cannabis off the street. And I still know a lot of these folks, and it's cheaper. It would be cheaper for me to do that than to go to a dispensary and legally buy it and get put into the tax system and pay the taxes. So until they fix this, that black market's not going to go away. And they said that legalizing marijuana would eliminate the black market. What it did is it made it bigger.
Mm-hmm. It's generally whatever the government says, generally the opposite ends up being the truth.
So you believe them aliens are here, too. I think I saw one walking down here in Deep Ellum the other day.
Where can people find the Weed and Whiskey podcast and TV show?
You can go to weedandwhiskey.tv. You can go to Roku. We drop a new episode every Friday at 4:20. But you can also go to I Am J-Man. I'm going to be with Adam Carolla and Jay Leno in 3 weeks out in Hollywood. J-Man's going to Hollywood. So
very cool. Very cool. Thanks for spending some time here with me this afternoon. I appreciate it, my friend, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Brad.